This might sound like a silly question, but there are, this is a safe space. There are no silly questions in Upside Land.
No judgy in Upside Land.
I don't know if I'm using the Swiffer correctly.
How would you be using it incorrectly? Just like a standard Swiffer, right? We don't even have one of the fancy wet ones.
The wet jet ones? Yeah. No, this is just the one that has like the felty pad at the bottom, and it's really good for pet hair on hardwood or tiled floors. And I bought one because we have hardwood floor, the majority of the floors on the top level and the main level of our new house are hardwoods. So I got one just to...
Really pretty dark hardwoods.
And
we have a very heavy shedding light colored dog.
So and also because of the way the sun either rises or sets, I forget which one it is, but it comes in the, it comes in the bedroom and it comes in the living room at the perfect angle to show everything of dust on the floor.
Yeah.
So I was at Target. They have these Swiffers that are like deluxe for pets, like super, I don't know.
Grabby. Yeah.
And I just want to make sure. So because I push it around for just a minute and then it forms like a bumper of pet hair and like lint and dust and stuff at the beginning. So is stuff even getting underneath it to get trapped in the grabby thing? Or now am I just pushing dirt around? Or is there something, or should I be lifting it up to get the stuff that's on the bumper underneath it? Because I've done that sometimes and then try to trap the bumper stuff under it.
Are the pet ones different than the regular ones?
They're just more floofy. Like think of the regular ones as a maybe like a cotton t-shirt. And then think of the pet ones as a fleece sweatshirt.
Maybe you should try just the regular Swiffer pads.
It's the same thing happens. I've always wondered this ever since I've been Swiffering. I've wondered if I'm doing it right because do you ever Swiffer?
I do Swiffer, but usually my Swiffer has dirt all the way.
Underneath it?
Yeah.
What am I doing wrong? Mine just builds up. Am I using it for too much?
Maybe. Maybe you have to change it out.
Because I just,
Maybe like, we're that gross.
The upside means living in gratitude, finding the positive in every experience, and helping other people do the same. You are now part of the movement. Welcome to The Upside with Callie and Jeff.
If this is your first episode of The Upside, welcome. If you've been here before, welcome back.
My name is Jeff Dollar, and today I am grateful for haircuts.
Yesterday was Jeff's haircut today and before he got his or yesterday was Jeff's haircut day and before he got his haircut, the reason I was laughing is because he totally has like a Justin Bieber like side swoop.
It's just
a situation going on.
I just have a lot of hair.
Beautiful hair.
I have beautiful hair. Whose side of the family do I thank for that? Is that my mom's side of the family
Your
or my dad's?
Mom's dad. Yeah.
My mom's dad?
Yeah.
I think he was bald. Not bald, but I don't think he had great.
I thought kids get their hair genes from the mom's dad, which stinks because we both have great hair. My dad, not so much.
So I just have a lot of hair and, you know, with everything going on in the world, I've been having to get creative with getting it cut because I don't want to get sick, obviously, before the baby comes. So yesterday I went to a haircut that was in Callie's parents' backyard.
Yes, an outside haircut.
It's the woman who cuts. She gave you your first haircut, right?
Yeah.
And she cuts your dad's hair, and he has set up this thing where like every 8 weeks or so, she comes over to his house and does haircuts in the backyard.
It's funny, men and haircuts, because I feel like men have, every man I've known has a specific amount of weeks they go. And then it drives them nuts.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I couldn't tell. Like, I don't get my hair cut regularly. It's just whenever I go to get it colored, then I'm like, hey, can you give it a trim? But men, like, my dad goes religiously by the book down to whatever week bothers him. And I feel like you're the same way.
When coronavirus ends, you know what I would like to find? When I was a kid growing up, We used to go to this place. I would go with my dad. It was called Bob's Barbershop.
Okay.
And I remember it because of the way he would answer the phone, Bob's Barbershop, something like that. And it was just, there was, and he had comic books and it was like an old school barbershop. Like
yeah.
you probably could have gotten a hot shave there if you wanted. Mm-hmm. Had the pole out front.
Yeah.
Like I think it would be really cool to be a regular. And this is when my dad was working, you know, so I would imagine he was on a rotation for haircuts, mm-hmm. Right, you know, like every 4 weeks or six or eight or whatever. So I was on the rotation with him. And I think it would just be cool to have a barbershop.
Like, you mean have a barber?
And a shop.
A lot of people have barbershops.
But like have a place where you go and it's a barbershop. Like it's not a beauty salon. It's.
I think a lot of people have that.
Yeah, I think I would like that. So
you should do that.
Maybe I'll put that on my list of post coronavirus activities. Find a barbershop, preferably one named Bob's.
Bob's. My name is Callie Dollar, and I am grateful for baby kicks.
The baby's going nuts today.
Oh my gosh. She is like got something to say. She is kicking all over the place. And I am so, I feel so much relief that I can feel her. You know, like it's kind of like a little sign like, hey, she's okay.
Did you do any, like, did you have a Coke today or mm-mm. something that would, or like a something sugary or?
Nope.
Nothing?
Nothing.
She just decided today she's going to be.
Extra saucy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. I am excited because we are officially 7 days away from Octoberlutions. And Octoberlutions are basically New Year's resolutions, but they're made on the much more practical and smarter day of October 1st.
And why do you say that it is much more practical and smarter?
Because if you make a resolution on January 1st, first of all, everybody who makes a resolution, it's a big deal, okay? Mm-hmm. Like nobody makes tiny little resolutions. You make big resolutions. I am going to eat healthy. I am going to work out every day. I am going to stop smoking. I've been smoking for 20 years. I'm going to quit smoking. I'm going to quit swearing. All like it's they're these big like give ups, mm-hmm. okay, which are hard mentally and physically.
Yeah.
And it takes 21 days to make a new habit. Like you have to do something consistently for 21 days in order for it to start to become a habit. Well, January 1st, we're coming off the holidays, which are busy and hectic and expensive, and there's a ton of travel. Mm-hmm. And we're starting in the middle of winter. So if like you're in a cold state or a cold part of the world and you want to start working out, like there's nothing outside to do. You got to do it all inside. Mm-hmm. The gyms are crowded. The gyms are packed. Who knows what the situation will be with gyms come January,
right.
you know, because of the coronavirus and stuff. So it's not practical that way. And you've got to pay all the bills. So if like your thing is like, oh, I'm going to save money. Well, guess what you're going to do on January 15th? You're going to write your credit card bill, write your credit card company a big check for all the money you spent over the holidays.
Yeah.
And you just feel defeated. It's just impractical. The first of the year comes at a very inconvenient time. So we have moved the first of the year to the much more convenient October 1st. So whatever you would, whatever your resolution is that you would want to be on January 1st, do it on October 1st because you're set up for success.
Yeah.
Like there's no, like you're not coming off like some giant binge eating holiday, right? Mm-hmm. So if you start, if your resolution is to start eating healthy, you can start now. And by the time the next holiday gets around to sabotage you, Halloween, you'll have 3 weeks of healthy eating in and you're not going to throw it all away just for some candy corn.
Right.
Or like tiny little Snickers bars, right? Mm-hmm. You're going to be like, oh, I'm going to be smart. I've been doing this for a month. If your New Year's resolution is to quit smoking.
It's funny that you always use the smoking thing.
Well, I think that's a big resolution for people.
Is it still though? I don't think we know anyone that smokes.
I don't know that we know anyone who smokes, but I think that 100% of the people who do smoke want to quit.
You think?
And I think it's easier to do on October 1st than it is on January 1st.
Got it.
You know?
Fair point.
Work out more. The gyms aren't going to be super crowded right now. Mm-hmm. You can get outside and do stuff right now.
True.
And you've got nothing to interrupt you or sabotage you or whatever. because it's October. The weather's going to be beautiful. Virtually everywhere in the world, the weather is beautiful this month.
And if you wanted to be, this is a great year for Octoberlutions, because if you wanted to do something like read more or, you know, I don't know what it is. I think whether you're
learning a new language or code, learn to code on the computer.
Right. I think all of us are spending more time at home than we normally would. Yeah, or most of us, even if we're going to work, we're still not doing as many activities and stuff like that. So now that the world has slowed down like a little bit in terms of our hustle bustle, now's a great time to get into a new routine of taking the time to read or learning a new language. I have a friend at work that committed to learning Spanish in 2020. And she's like, by 2021, I want to have a second language down. And she's doing it.
And what's cool is if you start this now, then when January 1st comes along and somebody says, hey, what's your New Year's resolution? And you're like, oh, I want to run a marathon in 2021. You're going to be 3 months ahead of the training than farther ahead than somebody who starts on January 1st.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the idea is that October 1st is the day you start the resolutions. We're telling you this today because, believe it or not, October 1st is a week from today.
So weird.
It's so, yeah, it's the weirdest thing. Or no.
September flew by.
A week from tomorrow.
I thought it was a week. Yeah.
So today's the 23rd.
Hold, please.
Is it a week?
October 1st is a Thursday this year.
So it's a week from tomorrow. But we're going to use this week to get ready. Think of what your resolutions are. Be prepared. That's something else. That's why resolutions in January are stupid or dumb or whatever I called them yesterday. Because you don't have any time to get ready for the resolution.
Got it. Okay.
Kids are off school. You're dealing with Christmas, holiday travel, seeing family, all that stuff. Now we've got a whole week. If your resolution is to run, you got time to order some running shoes and get them to your house. Mm-hmm. Right? If your resolution is to quit smoking, you have time to call your doctor and see if one of those patches or something is right for you. If your whatever it is, learn a new language. You have time to go buy the books or subscribe to the software or whatever. Yeah. Yeah. So
Jeff's ready.
Yeah. We're a week out and that's why we're telling you, you're going to hear us talk about it quite a bit for the next week, but think of what your Octoberlution is going to be. And we will, we'll do the countdown together. And then next Thursday, we'll all start our Octoberlutions.
I have a little bit of customer service advice. It's like a PSA. Now I say this coming from the world of currently right now, I'm forgetting everything and doing everything wrong and typing my address wrong into orders and all of this mess. But also coming from someone that works in a occupation of service.
Oh yeah. Yep.
I'm an assistant at a big company. So here, those things are why I have this philosophy, right? So I've screwed a couple things up in the past couple of weeks. Call it mom brain, call it whatever you want. I have just been ADHD out of control.
It might not even be related to just being forgetful and pregnancy brain and all that stuff. We have had a bunch of stuff going on.
We have a lot going on. So I think
you have obviously your pregnancy related doctor's appointments and stuff like that. But we also moved.
And we also moved.
And that's pretty big. And you've taken over the Pick Me Up newsletter, and we are launching a couple other Callie and Jeff related things that we've been working on that have kind of had to take a back burner a little bit, but they're still happening.
Right. So it's a little bit of a whirlwind. So that said, I have a little trick for, I don't want to say getting what you want out of customer service people, but here's the thing that I think everyone should remember, because we all have to deal with customer service professionals at some point or another. Usually it's when we're already irritated about whatever it is that we're calling about, whether it's my fault, their fault, whatever. You're not calling a customer service person usually to say, you know, I am so excited that I get to talk to you today.
Right.
So think about what they receive on their end.
90% of the time it's frustration, anger, or
annoyance or just something not positive. I make it a point, and you don't want to overkill, because what you don't want to do is be unrelatable. and you don't know who you're getting on the other side of the phone. What is relatable is a vague, oh my gosh, I'm so embarrassed. Oh my gosh, I totally screwed this up. A human moment. So my encouragement to anyone before you call customer service, first of all, take a breath. It's going to be fine. So you don't let the bad energy seep over the phone.
Yep.
And then when you get someone on the phone, you disarm them by being human and saying, you know what? I am feeling so dumb. I completely screwed this up. And I was wondering if you would be able to help me. So you also give them a little chance of being like, you are my hero today. You're making my day better.
You empower them with the ability to help you.
Yes.
And you humble yourself. You put your tail between the legs.
And say, totally on me. But you don't want to get into the over-explaining. Because if I had gotten on the phone and said, oh my gosh, I'm pregnant. We just moved, blah, 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 blah. Like, you know, Joanne or whoever on the other line. Or today I talked to Alicia. Alicia's like, you know, she might not have ever been pregnant or moved. Like, she doesn't care. She doesn't know.
Right.
But if you give the vague, oh my gosh, I totally screwed up and I feel so dumb. That's relatable to 100% of people.
Can you please help me?
Yes. That. So anyways, that's just a little, I mean, it's so simple and I think everyone knows that, but I think it's a nice reminder just that you have a human being on the phone and the more you can act like a human being, I think the more likely people are to help you. I had a customer service thing at West Elm also yesterday. And the people at West Elm, like, technically they don't have to help me because I ordered something that, you know,
it was discontinued or something.
It was final sale. So they didn't have to help me and they totally helped me and were really happy. And I was like, you made my day. Thank you so much for making my day better. Little things like that. So be vague, be kind, take a deep breath and you will probably and more likely get what you are talking about.
And I would say that even now more than ever, because I'll bet just because of the times we're living in, most people who call up are calling up in battle mode.
Yeah.
And they're just mad.
Yeah.
So it's easier for you to stand out as a sparkling little rainbow.
Mm-hmm. And like, I also mentioned the assistant thing because I think assistants sometimes, I think we take for granted how much customer service people at most companies can do to help us, or they can make our lives harder and not help us at all because they don't have to. Same thing with assistants. I'm an assistant and I always, Jeff knows this, it drives me crazy when people are rude or nasty or short with assistants. Cause I'm like, you don't know how assistants run the world. Like you may think it's all the powerful people. Guess what? Every powerful person has a handful of assistants making their world go around.
And that applies to people whose job title is assistant, secretary, receptionist. Like anybody who has access. When I worked at the radio station, the last radio station I worked at, we did an event every year called a Teachers Only Happy Hour. Mm-hmm. And it was exactly what it sounded like. It was before the school year started. And we would always poll the room and say, who is the most important person in your building? And it was without fail, the secretary in the main office, mm-hmm. and or whoever the head of the custodial department was.
Oh my gosh.
If you have those two people on your side in any organization, I think you'll get, and I would add an IT person.
Oh yeah. That is good.
If you have an ally in the IT department, on the custodial staff and in the main office, like the gatekeeper to the boss.
They run the world.
You got it. I read something that I was going to include as a three random thing, but then it turned out to be so interesting that I sent it to Callie to include in show notes. And I want to take it I want to do it here a little bit longer than a three random thing.
Okay.
Because it's such, I don't know why, it just struck me. I was feeling some sort of way when I read it yesterday. So I thought I would share it here. A organization called Emotion, which they do a medical journal. And
it's called Emotion.
It's Emotion. They put out a medical journal, but it's a group of like researchers and I think, you know, psychologists and therapists and whatever. And they're all about mental health, mm-hmm. obviously with the name Emotion. They did a study and the study had a positive outcome. So now they are sharing their findings of these things called awe walks. A-W-E, like awesome.
Okay.
Like to hold something in awe. They're called awe walks. And the goal of their study was to simply find a way to boost people's moods during this global pandemic. Mm-hmm. So they asked these participants to go just once a week on a 15-minute walk in nature or in some place that has physical beauty to behold, mm-hmm. and look at it as though you were a child. So take the walk and stop at like the trees and look up at them and go, oh my gosh, look how tall they are. Like notice how tall the trees are. Or, you know, I'm looking out the window of our studio right now and there's two apartment buildings across the street. One of them's under construction. So you could walk down this and go, gosh, look at how tall these buildings are and how pretty the rooftop patio is. Or
it sounds like mindfulness.
It is. It's a form of mindfulness. Or I know there's like an anthill right outside our house, mm-hmm. On the sidewalk in front of our house. Like, oh my gosh, look at how big this is. Look at it not as a, oh, look, there's an anthill. Or wow, these are tall trees. But like as a child like would.
Awe.
Yes. And all you have to do is take a 15-minute awe walk each week to help appreciate the world that you live in. And it significantly boosts positive emotions. It's such, for me, it was so simple that I was like, I'm excited to try it. Like I want to do it.
It sounds also totally up your alley. Like mindfulness, nature. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And it doesn't have to be in nature. It just has to be around stuff that would stimulate your visual sense. Mm-hmm. And then you attach an emotion to it the way a child would.
Do you want to, in one or two sentences, explain for someone that maybe hadn't heard of mindfulness before or has heard of it and doesn't know really what it means, what the premise of mindfulness is?
It's basically being present and accepting, this is my interpretation of it. This is not some clinical whatever, but being present and accepting of whatever situation that you're in and not judging it as either good or bad.
But
just being present in mm-hmm. it and all aspects of it. So if you are sitting in a room and you feel cold, you wouldn't, if you're truly mindful, you wouldn't say, oh, this is so uncomfortable, I'm so cold. You would say, the temperature in this room is lower than what makes me feel comfortable. And then you become mindful of, I would need a warmer room in order to be comfortable. Because the reality is, the person sitting next to you might be the perfect temperature. And somebody down the bench might be even, you know, might be hot.
And people say practice mindfulness because you really have to train your brain to not judge things because by nature, we judge.
Yeah, we're a bunch of judgy judgersons.
We are a bunch of judgy judgersons.
So anyways, if you go to the show notes for the podcast today, you'll find the instructions to participate in an awe walk.
Sometimes the most subtle changes can make such a big difference in our lifestyles. Like if you buy new super comfy towels, maybe your bathroom feels a little more spa-like. If you up your game with loungewear and get into some super comfy loungewear for around your house, it's so, so relaxing. And your bedding can turn your bed into a retreat, which is what Brooklinen Bedding has done for Jeff and I's bedroom. We switched over to Brooklinen Bedding. We got the Luxe duvet cover and the sheets, and we absolutely love this brand. And the nice thing about it is it's an affordable price, so you can really transform your bedroom by changing your bedding without having to spend money redecorating the whole room. That's exactly what we did, and we love it. But they are more than just bedding. They now have bathroom life essentials. They have towels, shower curtains, bath mats, robes, candles. Make your house a serene place to be. Brooklinen.com is the perfect place to start making small changes that are going to make a big difference for you. Brooklinen is so confident in their product that all of their sheets, comforters, loungewear, towels, they all come with a lifetime warranty. Get 10% off your first order and free shipping when you use the promo code UPSIDE by going to brooklinen.com. Again, that is 10% off your first order at brooklinen.com plus free shipping when you use the promo code UPSIDE.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
There are some things when you're a kid that just go away as an adult for no good reason. One of those are nice, delicious cereal. Some of that, sometimes you just get too old to eat cereal, right? You're thinking, it's full of sugar. I don't need to deal with the unhealthiness of it. Well, wrong. You can be a grown-up and still have your delicious cocoa cereal or fruity cereal or frosted cereal, your blueberry cereal. It's so easy with Magic Spoon cereals. If you've been trying to cut down on carbs or sugar, if you've just been trying to eat healthier, you can add those delicious cereals back into your menu because they're healthy now. 0 grams of sugar, 12 grams of protein, only 3 net grams of carbs in each serving. Keto friendly, gluten free, grain free, soy free, low carb, and GMO free. It's a healthy way to get the cereal you love and be a kid all over again. Go to magicspoon.com/upside and grab a variety pack. Try it today. Use our code UPSIDE when you check out. You'll get free shipping. They're so confident you're going to love Magic Spoon cereal. There's a 100% happiness guarantee. If you don't like it for any reason, they're going to refund your money. No questions asked. Magicspoon.com/upside. Promo code UPSIDE gets you free shipping. Thank you to Magic Spoon for being a part of the Upside with Callie and Jeff this week.
I have been going to therapy for a very long time now, and I can tell you the scariest part for me was trying to figure out who to go to, how to start, and just what to do. I didn't know, honestly. And BetterHelp is making that really easy. So if you're someone that is like, I think I want to try therapy, but I'm not really sure what to do, go check out BetterHelp.com/upside. They're going to ask you kind of like what's going on or just how you feel and just about your life. They're going to match you up with one of their licensed professional counselors, and you can do all of it without ever leaving the comfort of your home. So put your pajamas on, go to BetterHelp.com/upside and join the over 1 million people taking charge of their mental health. You can talk to your counselor on the phone, maybe you video chat, whatever is convenient for you. They will make it work, and you are going to love this service because it is so nice to have someone doing the hard work for you. And if you don't love your counselor right away, they will hook you up with someone else. As an Upside listener, you'll get 10% off your first month by visiting betterhelp.com/upside. Join the 1 million people taking charge of their mental health. Again, that's BetterHelp.com/upside.
Today's quote of the day: you can't go back and change the beginning, but you can start where you are right now and change the ending.
I wanted to just throw in a little reminder that we have some awesome Callie and Jeff merch in our merch store. And you should go check it out if you haven't done that already. CallieandJeff.com. Click on the merch tab. And we have like some good hoodies in there. I think we still have not taken off the site our discounted stuff.
If there's anything left. Most of them were marked sold out, and that's just a matter of shooting a text up to poor. But I know the tumblers are really popular. People love the tumblers, and you mentioned the hoodies.
People love the tumblers.
It's getting to be hoodie season, and people have remarked that the hoodies are the most comfortable hoodies they've ever owned.
Yeah. And there are a bunch of things on that site that we're getting ready to introduce a bunch of new merchandise, which means that once what is on there is gone, it's gone. Like, we're not doing reorders of a lot of stuff. So if there's anything that you've been like, you know what, I might need to do that, or I'm going to grab that, you know, for holiday for someone or whatever, grab it now. CallieandJeff.com, click on the merch tab.
All right, here are my 3 random things for today. Number one, real estate agents in California are reporting that rich and super rich people are now asking for houses to be built with something called an Amazon room. An Amazon room is basically a room in your house where you can bring packages in and leave them in the room before you get a chance to unpack them.
I know bloggers that have that.
Seriously?
Well, a really rich one, but she gets so many packages that they have a package room.
Yeah, and it's called an Amazon room. Yeah. And you bring everything in, and it's where you open the boxes, break the boxes down, take it's just basically just filled with recycling bins and garbage cans, mm-hmm. and everything gets unpacked before it gets relocated to the house. Apparently, it started when coronavirus started, like back in March or April, and people had no idea how it spread, and they were wiping down packages and groceries and everything. People who had houses that were that big were designating rooms.
And then there's people like Jeff and I that would leave them on our front porch for 2 days, like the Clampets.
The empty boxes?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yup. Okay. If somebody says to you, this is my second random thing. If somebody says to you that 2020 is the worst year ever, correct them. It's not. Historians say the truly worst year ever was the year 536. In the year 536, a volcano in Iceland erupted, and the ash from that volcano got trapped in the atmosphere for 18 months, which led to a catastrophic global cold spell.
You know what is going to be really annoying? Actually, no, let me rewind that and rephrase that. The most annoying thing ever is going to be when someone's venting about how hard of a year they've had and someone pipes in, like puts their head above their cubicle and is like, actually, this isn't the worst year. You're just like, I want to kill somebody.
The year 536, there was a volcano in Iceland.
Everyone's like, shut up, Jeff.
All right. And my third random thing, which I'm including, Callie, just for your mom.
Oh, good.
According to a survey by a company called Insurify, which I believe.
Insurify.
I believe is like an insurance industry.
Oh, Insurify.
Maybe it is Insurify. You're probably right.
It's Insurify.
Okay. Insurify polled law enforcement officers and agencies to find out which cars get the most speeding tickets. It's not an exotic sports car.
I heard about this.
Two of the three top cars are Subarus.
So funny.
What kind of car did your mom just buy?
A Subaru.
Subaru WRX owners. I don't even know what that is.
I don't either.
A Subaru WRX owner is the most likely to get pulled over for excessive speed. Number two on the list, a Volkswagen GTI. And then number three, a Subaru Impreza is among the most prone to speeding tickets. So tell your mom to slow down. Crazy K out there on the roads. Okay, so those are my three random things.
Hormones, hormones, hormones. It's the intense hormone call of the day.
Jeff is really excited about this.
Any opportunity to play a jingle?
Oh, I do like the jingle.
Callie, I told the story yesterday about a friend of a friend who was so hormone messed up right after they delivered their baby that they cried into their cat's fur so intently that her husband was like, why is the cat wet? Like, he wasn't home at the time. And in an attempt to prepare Callie for the roller coaster of emotions and hormones, we have been occasionally dabbling in the hormone call of the day, which is where you share your stories of intense hormonal reactions, usually related to pregnancy.
Hey, Callie and Jeff, this is Megan. I have been craving pretzel bites from the mall, like the Auntie Anne's, whatever it's called, pretzel bites. I really wanted some of those with cheese dip. So my amazing husband went to the mall, like right before they were closing, to get me some, and all they had was the big pretzels. And so he brought me home a pretzel with the cheese dip, and I ugly cried like my world had just ended. because I really just wanted pretzel bites. And I, the next day, just felt like a total idiot, and I just kept apologizing for acting so ridiculous and so stupid. I didn't even understand it. But that very same day, he came home from work, and he went to the mall and got me pretzel bites. Love you guys. Bye.
Why didn't he just take the big pretzel into the kitchen and cut it up with some kitchen shears?
And just act like, hey, I put it on a plate for you.
Yeah. Here you go. Here's some whatever. If you have a intense hormone call of the day, you have a candidate, please call us and share it with us.
800-434-5454.
Thank you for listening to The Upside with Callie and Jeff. Please make sure you've subscribed so you never miss an episode of The Upside.
Can I tell you how my day started horribly?
Yes. Yeah, especially since I asked you first thing yesterday morning. I said, how is your morning going? And the first thing Jeff says to me is, I'll tell you on the show.
Because it was a terrible start to the day.
For the second day in a row.
What is my favorite day of the week?
Trash day.
Yesterday was trash day. And I woke up to the garbage truck leaving the neighborhood, and I hadn't put the garbage can out.
Did they come early or did you sleep too late?
Well, here's the thing. We've only been here for two trash pickups. Uh-huh. And the last one, remember, what was the holiday that was on Monday? Was it Labor Day? Mm-hmm. No.
Yeah, Labor Day.
So Labor Day, we didn't have trash picked up that week. The next week, I don't know. Maybe I don't know. I don't know what the routine is yet. Because it wouldn't have been Labor Day because that was too many weeks ago. So I don't know what, I just don't know the routine, but I thought that I would have passed like 7:15 a.m. and oh no, like they came super early.
So what'd you do? Because I noticed there was no trash in our bin.
Yeah.
What'd you do?
I loaded all of the trash into the back of the car and took it to a dumpster.
Oh, that's nice of you.
Yeah, I know. It got the trash out of the house, and then but I always get, for whatever reason, whenever I throw something into a dumpster, whether it's a bag of trash or like even like a McDonald's cup, I get afraid of going to some sort of jail.
Trash jail?
Yeah, because it's not my dumpster.
Does it matter?
Yeah, dumpsters aren't free for anybody to use.
Oh.
Because people pay for the dumpsters, and if they get all filled,
that's true.
Filled up.
That's true.
Yeah. So, but I know of this dumpster, and I only know it because it has a recycling machine next to it for cardboard mm-hmm. boxes. So I've taken cardboard there before. And
you feel guilty, don't you?
Yes. Like, I feel like I should.
I love how much of excitement of your week involves trash day or lack of excitement.
And I'm not the only one. I talked about that once on Instagram, like how excited I was that it's. That have a good trash day, the cleansing feeling. And so many people are right there with me. Like, so many people are right there with me. Like, they love them some trash day.
Well, I'm glad you're not alone.
Hey, Callie and Jeff. It's Alex from Pensacola, Florida. I just finished listening to episode 366 about the top sheets, which I use a top sheet. My stepsons refuse to use a top sheet, so it's definitely a teenager thing. But we were in the path of the hurricane that came through and finally got our internet back last night, which meant I got to catch up with the podcast today. And smiled a little bit to get the call out for the people in our area. And just thanks to everyone for thinking of us. And thank y'all for the upside. Felt getting back to normal today to get back to listening. So I appreciate y'all. Thanks for everything y'all do.
As the world starts to embrace doorstep delivery of everything, I would invite you to check out Thrive Market. Go to thrivemarket.com/upside and you're going to become a member there. When you do that, you're going to get guaranteed savings and member only prices that will save you over an average of $30 on every single order. Shopping with Thrive Market is easy and it's healthy and there's no hassle. You can use the website in a number of ways. You could search for what you want. You could just browse. You could go into categories, or you can just show different items based on the diet you're following, like keto or gluten-free or non-GMO or whatever. You skip the store, you skip the lines, you get everything delivered right to your house. Callie and I used it right after we moved to restock our pantry. We are proud Thrive Market members. You know, we only endorse the products on this show that we actually use. And I would encourage you to head over to thrivemarket.com and become a member just like us. Right now, you're going to get a $24 gift by going to thrivemarket.com/upside. That's Thrive Market, thrivemarket.com/upside. Start your risk-free membership and get your free gift today at thrivemarket.com/upside.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
Apes hunt humans.
That is wrong.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
Hi guys, so I had this idea because every time, no matter where I am, when I hear your theme song in the beginning, I have to dance. I really do. And usually I'm walking my dog with my earbuds on, so I don't really care. But it gave me an idea that I think it probably makes everybody want to dance. So what if we did this thing where it was like hashtag the upside dance or just, I don't know, something like that. And it's people posting themselves dancing to the theme song. I just think that would be a fun thing. And side note, poop group, I'm sorry, is like one of the funniest things I've ever heard. So have a great day. Bye.
Good morning. I wanted to call and say something about the poop pill. There is a flaw with your little puppers. If you were to give it to Lily and her poop smelled like chocolate, you already have a problem with Sadie eating her poop. Wouldn't that make her want to eat it more? Just a thought.
Hey, Jeff and Callie. I had a thought while listening to the three random things today. Let me just start over. Just delete this. Sorry. Hey, Callie and Jeff. Me again. I had a random thought today while listening to the three random things, and you themed them about bathroom habits or whatever. How about like around the holidays or something, like maybe the week of Halloween, we get only Halloween random things, or maybe the week of Thanksgiving, we get Thanksgiving related random things. I don't know. It just popped in my head. So thought I'd share it. Have a great day. Thanks.
Okay. So this might be one of your craziest calls this week, but I'm an Instacart member, and yesterday I ordered just 5 items. And I realized that my Instacart delivery person had accidentally delivered like these 2 boxes of new kind of protein bars that I've never seen them before. They're wonderful and delicious. And I was like, you know, I always knew grandma was around us, but I'm like, maybe she's been listening to Upside with me too. Now the Upsiders will always think when they receive a random grocery item that one of their relatives is giving them a hug. So, all right. Love you guys. Bye.
Purpose is an essential element of you. It is the reason you are on the planet at this particular time in history. Your very existence is wrapped up in the things you are here to fulfill. Remember, the struggles along the way are only meant to shape you for your purpose.